The FTC reached out to 2,500 randomly chosen consumers. The survey found 11.2% of them reported falling for a bogus service or product. That translates to about 25 million people, according to the FTC's Assistant Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection. Eileen Harrington says there are three factors that determine how likely a person is to be victimized. Two of the predictors relate to income level and debt load. The other is race or ethnicity. Harrington says the survey found that Native Americans are the most likely to be taken in.
33.8% are likely to fall victim to fraud, followed by African Americans at 17.1%, Hispanics 14.3%.
Asians and whites are the least likely fraud victims, according to the survey. Harrington spoke on a Wisconsin Public Radio call-in program. She says the FTC is amping up its anti-fraud efforts, especially in terms of bilingual outreach.
By bringing our own law enforcement actions, by recruiting other law enforcement partners, and by making aggressive efforts to make sure that all of our consumer education information is available in both Spanish and English.
Wisconsin made news a few years ago when the state successfully prosecuted Publishers Clearing House, saying its sweepstakes unfairly targeted the elderly. But the FTC survey shows older Americans are actually less likely to fall for frauds than younger people are. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.